Wonderful.
Thank you, Paul.
That was So Many Roads.
That was So Many Roads.
And you opened up with?
Bridge of Better Days, both off a You and Me album.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people didn't even know was the first time they heard me.
Congratulations are in order, because I know you've had a number one album on the Billboard Blues chart before, but that was the first one that went in at number one, yes?
That was the first one that debuted number one and actually stayed there, and then the new one came out, and it was like, you know, it's been an awesome, you know, year and a half for me. It's just
you give your producer Kevin Shirley the most amazing level of credit for his contribution to the albums. Can you just talk a bit about exactly what it is that he brings to them?
Well, first of all, this band, this lovely band up here right now, would not be together without Kevin Shirley. I mean, Kevin, he was the one that said, you know, Joe, you have to take a chance. You don't want to keep making the same records over and over again. Dare to be different. If you want to just make the same old blues record, then I'm not your guy. And like at that point in time in my life, I was ready for a change. To me, it's like, you know, Kevin put us all in the same room together and was largely instrumental in picking the songs and kind of shoving me, sometimes begrudgingly, in a certain direction and saying, hey, listen, this is going to work. You just have to trust me. And
he does find you some songs that you didn't previously know.
Well, he found us a song called Slow Gin, which turned out to be a really big song for us. It was off a Tim Curry album. I wasn't listening to Tim Curry. Were all you? Maybe I was just the only one, right? But, you know, I wasn't listening to Tim Curry. And, you know, when I think of sources for the blues, I don't think Tim Curry,
no.
You know, and it's like all of a sudden he found this just absolutely wonderful, you know, slow blues song that we ended up, you know, making our own and turning into something that was really, really, you know, fun to play. And I guess we'll get to it later, I guess.
I wanted to ask you about the Blues Foundation. Are you still on the board?
I'm still on the board. They haven't kicked me off yet.
Are you still the youngest member of the board?
I still am the youngest member, you know?
Although, actually, this year you will leave your 20s, I think.
I've already left my 20s.
Oh, you've already left your 20s. Oh.
It went out with a bang. I had my birthday party in Oklahoma City, because that's where we were, and we have a bunch of friends down there. And we decided, like, you know, we'll go and celebrate my birthday, and we'll play a little, like, you know, really small club gig, and we'll invite 200 people, and that'll be really fun. And we were having just a blast for the first two songs, and in the middle of, I think, So Many Roads, the song we just got done playing, when it gets really loud, pow! We blew in America, there's these little electronic boxes that have all the fuses.
Yeah.
And sometimes you blow a fuse, but we blew the box physically off the building, and there's no getting the power back on. Plus it was a thunderstorm too, so nobody really wanted to go out there and stick a screwdriver in a socket with a lightning.
So what did you do? Did you play some acoustic music?
I did play some acoustic. I mean, it basically went back to the days of vaudeville theater where it was me and my voice carrying and people loved it. And it was the bestest birthday ever, that I will never do that again.
As far as the Blues Foundation is concerned, I mean, how much work is there in that?
I do a lot of those blues in the schools for kids.
Yeah.
You know, and we go into the schools, and I think everybody, you know, I think every kid should know who Robert Johnson is. I think every kid should know who Muddy Waters is, and just have an appreciation, whether they like the blues or not, of where the music that they're listening to started and came from. You know, whether they're listening to Led Zeppelin or if they're listening to, you know, hip hop or rap, it all has been influenced by the blues. So I go in there and I don't, you know, put up my own banners and preach my own albums. But what I do is just talk to them a little bit about, you know, why it inspired me, and hopefully some of that rubs off on them. They really do is, like, start off on the acoustic guitar and I play them some traditional blues songs, and they really like that. But when I grab their Les Paul and I go, they love that.
They like that.
I go, wow, yeah, they like it. They prefer it. And oddly enough, so do I. But anyway. That's why they kicked me off the blues board. Dang it. But my view of the blues is this giant umbrella. I think Led Zeppelin is just as much the blues as Robert Johnson. And some people don't agree with that. And some people say, well, geez, that's not really accurate. I go, well, you know, tell me how Good Times, Bad Times is not the blues. And I just don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. I see it more as a blues is more of an emotion that you kind of portray through music, and whatever the chord changes and how you do that is, you know, kind of irrelevant. It's just
incidental.
It's incidental. So that's my take.
You've half answered a question that we've got coming up later, because we've got some questions from our studio audience.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Later on.
Any ex-girlfriends in the audience? No. Okay, good.
And in the meantime, I think we should have some more music. What would you?
Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's we did a version of this song as an English band 10 years after, and we did a version of this on Slow Gin. Here we go.